It'll have one little wheel down front.
Wheel bar. Yeah. I got one out there, and then I got another kind of a wagon and all that we use, you know. On got two big wheels on it, and pick it up and push it or pull it. Wheel bar is what you're asking about.
You know, if your car started squeaking a lot, you might take it into the service station and ask the guy to put it up on the rack and do what to it to keep it from squeaking.
Well, they put it on the rack and he'd go over it and he would grease it.
What would, if you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were...
Yeah, well, they've got some stuff that they take and put on their hands, some kind of a cleaner and all, and clean their hands with it and all.
You were talking about coal oil lamps a minute ago. Have you ever heard of anybody around here making a temporary lamp by taking a bottle and some coal oil and something for a wick?
I'm not around here, but I have in my time seen them make them out of that, no? Get a burner and put on there and a wick and put down in the bottle and make a lamp out of it, no? Yeah, we've got two coal oil lamps in there. Keeping them for safety. Electricity ever goes off any length of time at all, we've got two coal oil lamps in there.
I bet a lot of people in New York wish they had them.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, when that happened?
Yeah.
The electricity went out?
Yeah, we got two coal oil lamps in there.
Do you remember if people called those temporary lamps anything?
Coal oil?
If they had a name for those temporary lamps.
Well, the coal oil lamps is all that I remember of them being called.
What do you call that inside part of a tire that inflates? You call it the inner
tube?
The tires still have those?
Huh?
The tires still have those?
Yeah. And some of them don't have, but we've got tubes in our tires, you know. They're better safety for tires than just tubeless tires.
Did you ever do much fishing around here?
Much what?
Much fishing.
Fishing? No, I used to when I was on there. I haven't been fishing in years. I used to when I lived on the river down there and all the fish town, you know, trot line, pole, and then a fellow lived in our community that had we'd have fish fries down there, and Meeks's lived at Cedar, and then all of them on the side of the creek there, and then on the other side, and they had net seine. And we'd go in there and round up a drift and get in there on that drift and make a racket and all, and the fish would hit that net, and sometime we'd get 40 or 50 pounds at one set. Yeah. I remember one time we was down there, made a set around the drift and all, and a fella used to be some families of Coveys lived in this neighborhood. And old man John Covey was getaway, was down there, and all in there going around to get the